And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 9th of April, 2011. It was on this day, 1833, the nation's first tax-supported public library was founded, Peterborough Town Library in Peterborough, New Hampshire. It's still there in an 1893 library building. It's the birthday of one of the inventors of the birth control pill, Gregory Pincus, born Woodbine, New Jersey, 1903. His research, financed by Catherine McCormick, an heir to the International Harvester fortune. It was on this day, 1860, the oldest known recording of the human voice was made, 17 years before Thomas Edison made his first recording. The French inventor de Martinville, Edouard Léon Scott de Martinville, captured sound waves on glass plates using a funnel, two membranes, and a stylus. He invented the recording device, but did not invent anything you could play the recording back on, so it remained a secret. You can hear this recording, by the way, online at First Sounds, that's one word, firstsounds.org. 1865, on this day, Robert E. Lee surrendered to Ulysses S. Grant, ending the Civil War. They met at a house in Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia. They talked over terms for an end of the war. Lee asked Grant to commit the terms to paper, and Grant wrote it down on the spot. They shook hands, they raised their hats to each other, and they rode away. And it's the birthday of Hugh Hefner, born Chicago, 1926, who in 1953, with $600 of his own money, several thousand from friends, including 1,000 from his mother, and with a nude photograph of Marilyn Monroe, which he'd bought from a calendar company for $200, produced the first issue of Playboy magazine, which quickly sold out all of its copies. Here's a poem for today by Martha Solano. After reading, there might be an infinite number of dimensions. I'm thinking today of how we hold it together, arrive on time with the bottle of Zinfandel, a six-pack of scuttlebutt beer, how we cover our wrinkles with visible lift, shove the mashed winter squash into the baby's mouth, how we hold it all together despite clogged rain gutters, cracked transmissions, a new explanation for gravity's half-hearted hold. I'm wondering how we do it. Comb the tangles from our hair, trim the unwieldy camellia, speak to packed crowds about weight loss or fractals. I'm wondering how we don't fall to our knees, knowing a hardened pea lodged in the throat can kill, knowing liquids are banned on all commercial flights. Leaves fall, the baby sucks her middle fingers. Meanwhile, the refrigerator acquires an unexplainable leak. Meanwhile, we call the plumber, open wide for the dental hygienist, check each month with tentative circlings our aging breasts. Somehow, each morning, the coffee gets made. Somehow, each evening, the crossing guard lifts her fluorescent orange flag, and a child and her father cross the glistening street. A poem by Martha Solano, entitled After Reading There Might Be an Infinite Number of Dimensions, from her collection The Little Office of the Immaculate Conception, published by Saturnalia Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound, and by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.